Once again, I'd like to welcome you to The Power of Parallel, Parallel Debugging with Visual Studio and Alinea DDT Lite on Microsoft Windows HPC 2008. Now, without further delay, I'd like to turn today's live meeting over to your first presenter, Cam Baker. Cam, you have the floor.
Thank you, Adam. Thanks for joining us today. My name is Cam Baker. I'm a partner account manager on the U.S. High Potential ISV Managed Partner Team. Welcome to The Power of Parallel webcast featuring Microsoft Managed Partner Alinea Software. This webcast features Alinea Software's DDT Lite Parallel Debugging Tool plugin for Microsoft Visual Studio 2008 for Windows HPC Server 2008. DDT Lite and Visual Studio 2008 running on the parallelized Windows HPC Server 2008 operating system create a powerful combination of parallel development tools that will help programmers achieve greater productivity and take full advantage of the multi-core, truly demonstrating the power of parallel. Now it's my pleasure to introduce Jacques Pelouze, Worldwide Vice President of Sales and Marketing, and Mark O'Connor, Senior Program Manager Lead for Alinea Software, and Habib Hadarian, Senior Program Manager for Microsoft Visual Studio. Jacques?
Thank you, Cam, today, and thank you, everyone, who joined us. Today, the majority of the application have been written long time ago, and mostly in Scala, when the available hardware was based on one of few processes. The rapid change in the technology, the power consumptions, are pushing the market to adopt new architectures based on multi or many cores, and this will have a direct impact on the developers' today's work. So let's see a curious physical fact is that the amount of power consumed by a collection of processing elements goes up with the number of processes. It also goes up as the square of the clock frequency. So if you can do the same computation in the same time with more cores that run more slowly, then you use less power on a company standpoint. And for the company standpoint, this is why, as we can see, everything is going to be multi-core. In fact, whatever the system you buy, a cluster, a workstation, it is multi-core based. And in order now for every application to still be used and to continue to offer new features, developers have to revisit them and to consider new languages, libraries, algorithms. Tools improved a lot on the last years and are now very user-friendly, powerful to help non-parallel developers to pull their application from Scala to multi-core-based hardware. But how can you do without a tool? I would say it could be very, very difficult or time-consuming. David Bedder said, "It's really a new day when parallelism is essential for spinning up everything. And we believe that it's really now the time to think parallel." And the purpose of this talk is to demonstrate how Microsoft and Alinea, by working together, can make that shift much, much easier. Based on Alinea's background, we will highlight some of the challenges the developers are facing, and then we will give technical talks, demo, on Microsoft Visual Studio combined with Alinea DDT Lite. So, for those who don't know Alinea, Alinea has acquired a very strong and deep knowledge on parallel programming from the last years, and has been chosen by Microsoft to develop an add-on product to its well-known Microsoft Visual Studio, known as Alinea DDT Lite. And the aim was to make easy parallel programming debugging and to allow developers to quickly parallelize their application. As a result, we have acquired a very large portfolio of customers from government, research, industrial markets, but we also have developed very strong partnerships, which have been initially HPC-focused. that the world, as we have seen, is changing. And the developers are now under very high pressure from the market and, of course, from their company too. The old way of developing cannot be used anymore in order to speed up time to market. One solution is to use efficient tooling, which is becoming a must-have now. Because parallel programming is almost very complicated, developers are getting all the previous bugs they used to deal with when they were developing in sequential with some new ones. But unfortunately, bugs kill, but the brain's ability is limited to follow that trend. So if we look at the challenges of the developers, they are now faced to three main questions. How to easily increase application performance with the new hardware, which are multi-core based. How to leverage existing environments, and how to reduce the developer learning curve for parallel. In fact, Alinea DDT Lite, combined to Microsoft Visual Studio 2008, give you now the best of the breed of this technology. I'm afraid that Habib Edarian was not able to join us today, so we'll skip his presentation, and I have the pleasure to introduce you to Mark O'Connor, who is Senior Program Manager Lead at Alinea, who will show you a live demo and the benefit of Alinea DDT Lite. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jack. Thank you. Hello, everybody. My name is Mark O'Connor. I was the lead developer on DDT Lite at Alinea, and it's my pleasure to introduce you to what we have tried to do today and to show you the results, DDT Lite itself. I don't want to talk too much before we get into the demo, but I would like to give you a brief overview of where we're coming from and what DDT Lite is bringing to Visual Studio. I think it's very well accepted within the industry that Visual Studio is the single best development environment tool on any platform. This goes almost without saying. We were then surprised to find that parallel programming on Windows was still surprisingly difficult. As Jacques has mentioned, our pedigree is on the Unix platform with our product DDT, which has been running for a number of years. And we were very interested to work with Microsoft to bring some of our parallel development expertise to Visual Studio. Our emphasis, as you will see, has been not to replace Visual Studio functionality, but to synergize with it, to add to what's there. We've tried to keep everything as simple as possible. You can get started with DDT Lite within 2 minutes. It's very, very easy. And before we go into too much detail here, let's head straight to the demo and get started. If there's anybody who cannot see the whole window, now would be an excellent time to press F5 and jump to full screen view. So if you're familiar with Visual Studio, this window will be very familiar to you. Those who aren't, the important bit is the code window here in the middle. What we're looking at today is a simple example program. I'm going to take one of the classic parallel example programs, a dining philosopher's problem. A little bit of background for those who might not have seen it before. It attempts to simulate 10 philosophers sitting on a round table with 10 forks, one between each philosopher. The idea is each philosopher needs 2 forks to eat his meal, and then he needs to put them down and so other philosophers can eat. Not all philosophers can eat at the same time, and this leads to deadlock and resource contention, issues which very often crop up in various contexts in a parallel development situation. Our very trivial implementation contains some problems, as we're about to see. Let's start debugging as we typically would. So our program runs, and it runs. but it's not producing any output and it's not completing. Let's pause it and find out what's going on. Here, Visual Studio has popped up a window to tell us that this process is deadlocked. This means that all of the threads are waiting for other threads, and that no more real work is being done. Let's use DDT Light to investigate why. Now then here, we're starting to see a few changes to the typical Visual Studio debugging session. The new windows are here, the selected processes and threads window. This window shows a quick overview of all 11 threads in this running program and gives us some handy controls to work with those threads. I'll cover each window in more detail as we go through. On the right-hand side, we have the location parallel view. This gives us a quick overview of where every thread is in the program. We can see at the moment, one thread is in the main function, and 10 threads are in the philosopher pickup branch function. More on that later. Down in the bottom right, we have a parallel stack view. This is a more in-depth version of the location view. What we can see here are the merge stacks for all threads. So we can see exactly which stack frames different threads have got in common. We'll see later when that can be very useful. So back to the problem at hand. Why isn't our program completing? Why do we have deadlock? Well, if we look at thread zero, this is in the main function, this is simply waiting for all the other threads to finish. We expect that, that's not interesting. So let's focus on the other threads, these ones in the pickup write function. DDT Lite helps us to zoom down onto just the threads that are causing problems. We can right click here or anywhere else in the GUI and select this group of threads. What has happened now is that every part of the interface has zoomed in to look just at these 10 threads. We can see here we now have threads 1, 2, 10, all of which are just the threads we're interested in. When you're working with 32 or 128 threads, this really helps you to get to the core of the problem. There are other useful properties which we'll cover later. So here are our 10 philosophers. They're all in the pickup write function. Why? Well, we could start looking at this forks variable. Here in the bottom left, we have the typical Visual Studio watch window. It's showing us that this particular thread has got one fork picked up. Now we could click through the threads one at a time to check that this value doesn't change. But DDT Lite provides us with a much easier way to do this. In the variable parallel view, tabbed on the location window, we can simply enter forks and click evaluate. Instantly, DDT Lite tells us that all 10 threads have got one fork. If we wanted to see the list, we could expand it. Now, given our domain knowledge of the program, we know that there are only 10 forks. There are 10 philosophers, 10 forks. Clearly, this is the problem. There are no more forks for anybody to pick up. Looking at the parallel stack view here, we can find out how all the threads got into the situation. If we click one level further up, philosopher thread proc, we can see the algorithm that was in process. First, everybody picked up a thread, left fork, and then they all tried to pick up the fork to their right and got stuck. Clearly, this is indeed the core of the problem. Everyone picking up a fork on the left has, in this case, caused deadlock. Now, one naive solution might be, okay, well, what if one person ate first, and then we let all the other threads come in after that, perhaps with some kind of delay or another mutex. DDT Lite will let us test this situation to see whether or not it would fix the problem. So let's put a breakpoint at the start of this function and restart the program. Once again, we need to pause because the main thread is still waiting for everybody else, and these threads are now waiting at our breakpoint where they should be. Here, by clicking in the location view, we can see that, yes, all 10 threads have synchronized at this breakpoint. This trivial event, all the threads going to the same breakpoint and waiting there, is very difficult to achieve in Visual Studio without DDT Lite. You would have to interact with every single thread to make sure they run to the right point and then freeze and wait for the rest and then pause them all to continue. In small ways like this, we have attempted to take all of the friction out of parallel development and let you focus on exactly what you're trying to find out. In this case, we had a theory to test. Let's select any one of these, maybe thread 5. And now we're going to run just this one through to the end of the function. We expect this to work absolutely fine because there should be no contention for forks. He got as many forks as he needs. Indeed, we can see in the code view that this thread has run straight through to completion. At a single click, we can go back to looking at every thread in the program here in the Selected Processes and Threads window. Now when we look in the location view, we see there are three different locations that are active in our code. There's the main function, uninteresting to us. There's the thread that has just run, and there are the other 9 threads still waiting exactly where we left them. Now then, in theory, we should be able to run these threads right through to the next breakpoint and have them all beat successfully. Let's see if this works. Indeed it has. So in this simple way, we have managed to completely debug and even arrange the thread execution order to test various different scenarios within our code. Now, everything I've shown you today with multiple threads is also true for multiple processes. If you've done any MPI development, you'll know that working with multiple processes can be inconvenient at the best of times. Here, I don't want to go into too much detail, but I'll show you very quickly that working with DDT Lite on an MPI program is exactly the same as a multi-threaded program. Here, Visual Studio has gone and farmed off 4 processes onto a virtual cluster, and DDT Lite is now connected to all of them and is labeling them by their MPI rank. The MPI rank is a simple integer that refers to the process and saves us dealing with the machine address and the process ID and all sorts of other complexities that we can instead abstract out of the problem. So just to show that everything works as before, we can run all of these processes through to the next breakpoint. That will be synchronized perfectly, even though they may be running on totally different machines. We can step these processes through the code, and we can see how our job now splits into 2 different paths. All of the processes were together in main, and now 3 have split themselves up into worker sets, and there's a fruit process that's going to do some final reading. I don't want to spend too much time on MPI. DDT Lite works just as well with OpenMP, with multiple threads, with Windows development. Anything you have, you're very welcome to ask me more questions at the end. Okay, on the subject of support, because DDT Lite integrates directly with Visual Studio, we're happy to say that we can work with C, C++, C#, Fortran via Intel Fortran and PGI Fortran compilers, as well as Python.NET and all of your favorite .NET languages. You'll find DDT Lite working on every Microsoft Visual Studio supported platform, compiler, or MPI. And as a matter of policy, maintenance and support are provided with free updates for every major release. So what I've tried to show you today is that with DDT Lite, you can take what is typically a very complicated, very awkward and inconvenient process for interacting with your parallel program and make it into something simple, something intuitive, and something that you can get to grips with straight away 2 to 5 minutes after downloading the plugin. You can get DDT Lite from our website. It's got a free trial for, I think, 7 or 10 days. Please try it out. Get in touch with us. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. Okay, thank you very much. Back over to you, Tom.
Okay, now we'll take questions regarding the demonstration or DDT Lite. You can use, Adam, could you explain the question panel one more time, please?
Certainly. Just a reminder, to use the Q&A pane to ask your questions, click Q&A. and then type your question next to the Ask button and then click Ask. Thank you.
Okay, we have a question for Mark. What about hybrid programming, multi-threaded MPI processes? Does BDT Lite support that?
Yes, it does. So what I showed you today was one set with processors, one set with threads. If you have a hybrid code in which you have, say, four machines, each of those may be running four threads, so 16 in total, then DDT Lite will show those four threads hanging hierarchically off each process, and you can select any set of those threads, perhaps one per process or all of the threads on one process, and work with these as individually and fine-grainedly as you like.
Okay, thank you. We have a question from Tom. What was the virtual tester environment you were running the MPI example on?
So the Visual Studio and Microsoft MPI will quite happily run multiple MPI processors on your single computer. This is completely standard out of the box with the MPI download. I think you just need the cluster tools pack.
Let's see, do you have technical documents or walkthroughs for setting up and using the debugger?
Yes, indeed we do. Allow me to just jump back to the shared screen. So whenever you start DDT Lite for the first time, you'll be introduced very gently with this nice welcome guide. And we'll see in the top half of the screen here, there are links to PDFs and online documentation explaining how to set DDT Lite up in Visual Studio. There's a very comprehensive walkthrough for multiple threaded debugging and for configuring Visual Studio and DDT Lite MPI debugging. We're also very, very happy to answer questions if you email us, support@linear.com. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, let's see. So another question from Tom. Will this tool combination help in debugging HPC job/task programs?
Tom, what do you mean by job/task programs? If we're talking about farming out independent workloads to multiple servers, or more of an MPI type of thing where you have the processes interacting with each other? I guess the short answer is yes, DDT Lite and Visual Studio will work with anti-debug web.
Tom, if that didn't address your question, can you rephrase it and send it again, please? In the meantime, got another question. Does DDT Lite support GPGPU?
At the moment, DDT Lite is not officially tested with GPGPU. It sits above the debugging layer in Visual Studio. So if, for example, you have a plugin from NVIDIA that adds GPGPU debugging to Visual Studio, then in theory, DDT Lite should sit above that and work quite nicely. But this isn't something we've tested internally. If it's something you're interested in, then do get in touch with us, and we'd be very happy to walk through this with you.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. And again, I think you mentioned it earlier, but a question about whether you offer trial licenses.
Yes. You can go to alinea.com, download DDT Lite. You'll have to provide a valid email address, I think, and your download location will be emailed to you. And the trial license is valid for either 7 or 14 days, maybe Jacques can correct me.
14 days.
If after that time you want to continue a trial or you need a larger license to try something specific out, then again, get in touch with us. But in the past, we found that 14 days is plenty. It doesn't take that long to learn to use it.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, well, you can feel free to contact the folks in this webcast for more questions. As Mark mentioned, you can go to www.alinea.com. We apologize for Habib Hadarian not being able to make the presentation this morning, but we have contact information for him here on the slide that's up now. Jacques, would you like to take a moment to talk about Supercomputing 09?
Yes, sure. Thank you, Tim. So, as you have seen, if you need to contact sales, Alinea sales in U.S., you can contact David Maples at dmaples@alinea.com. If you can contact myself, then it is jack@alinea.com. And if you are visiting Supercomputing Online, then do not hesitate to stop by our booth, and we'll be very pleased to answer to your question and to give you much more details on what can be done around Microsoft and Alinea. Our booth number is 1808, and we'll be very pleased welcoming you.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Jacques and Mark and Adam, thank you so much for your help today. And thanks for everyone attending the presentation. Again, you can get information at www.alinea.com. And, of course, on Visual Studio, you know where to go. We appreciate, again, your attendance this morning. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's live meeting. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect.